Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew, him, and this episode is about Partners by Steve D of Tin Star Games. This is the grand second ever episode of this podcast, so woohoo! I made it past the first glorious album, and now into the second album bad release, which of course should be followed by a complete genre change as I mix it up, work with a DJ and an aging punk rocker to bring some new stuff to my sound. Anyway, if you'd like to have me read your game, then send me a pitch for your game over on halflingcaravangames.com.au. You can find your way to Inside the Caravan, and details about what to pitch me and a form you can use to pitch it to me are there. Now, onto the game Partners. In a slight shift away from the COVID solo player journaling game about being a generations old mycorrhizoid, I had that word in my head and I screwed it up still, this is a TTRPG for exactly two people. Yep, two. You and your significant or insignificant other. And what kind of game is it trying to be? It's a police procedural. It's you and your heart of gold but dark past partner, and you're going to solve crimes, stare into the blackness of humanity, and get to the bottom of something. Now, this game isn't out at the time of this recording, which is in early March, and Steve was letting me know that the text is done and he's working on the making pretty bit. So, you know, he's looking for art and layout stuff, but the text is done. So what I tell you now should basically be the same whenever it hits wherever it hits. So, how does it play? One of you gets to be the straight shooter, person with a stone in their shoe about something and an urge to really get stuck into someone about it. Do you have petty beef with people who can't park neatly in the spaces? Maybe you have just have to keep things a certain way. Would you gladly chase someone down across town for a parking fine? If you are, then you were meant to be the straight shooter. The other one gets to be the wild card. You're the unpredictable one. The one that might just go do a thing because it's shiny. You're okay with how the world is, even if it's a horrid mess, because it just is. This game, unlike maybe you'd expect, has as its randomizer a deck of playing cards. If you've not played other games by Steve, he loves a good old card shuffling system, tarot decks, playing card decks, that's one of his things. A lot of the setup and the mechanics of the game are take a random result or pick a thing from the list, which is fine for a game leading hard into its genre space and also not overly dense mechanically. In the broader scope, this game is not at all a crunch game, but a plot emulator, driven and augmented by randomness. Wait, plot emulator? So, you'll often hear tabletop roleplay games spoken about as being simulators. This is more common with the older games from the 80s, and probably the best known here would be things like GURPS. And out on the other end of the spectrum, you tend to have people giving story games, which are often genre emulators. PBTA games are often right in this space. Everything is kind of a trope waiting for you to push it into a genre, but without necessarily fixing the arc of the story. Yet this game is aiming to give you the cliches of many different police procedurals. And police procedurals' strongest trope is their plot arc. The characters can fit into broad boxes, you know, straight man, wild card, duo, trope, but the investigator in these stories mostly exists to be a psychopomp for the plot. For those who don't know what a psychopomp is, they're gods or spirits that help the dead get to their final resting place. Think like the ferryman in Greek myths. There's heaps around the world. I'm sure you can think of one that's local to you. So the investigator is there to guide you along the plot in a way many other stories and lead characters are the source of the drama. Because of that, I wouldn't really call this game a genre emulator. It simulates police procedural plots and in the way the players exist to guide each other through the plot in the same way, for instance, Columbo exists mostly to guide the viewers to the criminal being caught. So back to how the game plays. As this game, by design, is two players, that means you are left with the options of one GM and one player, or two GMs and two players. This game chooses to have both players GM and play, leading to a kind of call and response structure where the plot is revealed by one person who's leading the investigation and the other person being, you know, innocent bystander number four, Muhammad the grocery store man, you know, Sarah the IT expert, and so on. Then you swap for the next part, and on it goes. So what's in the loop? Really, the loop is TV police procedurals, episodes. Character growth isn't mechanized, there's no experience rewards because you don't need to increment the development of your character that way. The loop is the four-phase structure of a procedural TV show, and a fair bit of detail is given in the book on how to go about this if you haven't accumulated several months of your life on this planet mainlining Law & Order and its 375 variant spin-offs, and or seen every Columbo about 10 times, as well as knowing all of the many seasons of Murder, She Wrote. Things that I like about this. I think the structuring of the game is going to be really helpful for those that want to get into it, and it is trying to guide you by the hand through effectively what is TV script writing with a lot less editors and writing involved. Because realistically, that is the course of the game. You are taking the plot structure of a police procedural, and then you build your own fleshy dead mystery corpse off that skeleton through a combination of choice and chance. It spends a good bit of effort talking about the role the police procedural has in socially redeeming the police, a bit about how it was done and the results of that for those of you concerned that this game was planning to be unaware copaganda. You could probably easily do this as a play-by-forum or play-by-discord type game. I can see that two people could asynchronously drop a message into a space backwards and forwards, getting into the flurry of backwards and forwards when times overlap, and letting it wallow quietly in the background when life became busy. Things I don't love about it. For me, part of what I generally want from a TTRPG is escapism. I lean harder into gonzo and popcorn and cola or beer and pretzels gaming. I don't mind crunch in a game, but I tend to do the majority of crunch outside the session for TTRPGs, and this game feels like it would be hard work in the playing of the game, and probably just too much for me personally. Also, Mrs. Halfling, bless her cotton socks, wouldn't be after a police procedural two-player game, which is kind of heavy on the narrative creation, and this game wouldn't run solo, so at any rate, I'm not a solo TTRPG-er. If I'm thinking solo TTRPG, I either start writing or I get on a computer game. The structure is there to make it easier for people. Don't think this game is going to launch you headlong into the deep end of a pool with no backup at all. You get help, you get structure, you get sheets to record stuff and make it manageable. It's still going to be hard work. Do I think this is a good game? As a piece of design? Yeah, I think it is. I think it will be fantastic for a certain type of TTRPG-er. Just that TTRPG-er is really not this halfling. I can think of people from my past who would look at this and just lap it all the way up. Really just get in and be all over this like blood in a Dexter episode. Should you get this game? Well, it's not released at the time of the recording. There's art and layout left to do and maybe some editing, but that seemed likely to be a small part of the remaining process. If the idea of a two-player police procedural that is heavy lifting on the narrative work sounds like your kind of way to spend a couple of hours a week for 2 months, then keep your eyes out for this. There is a good chance it will hit itch or crowdfunding platforms in 2021. Grab it then. So, that's it, really. Partners by Steve D is a good game that has, you know, a lot of heavy narrative work for those who want it. If you're not interested in that, steer clear of this. It's not meant for you, and that's perfectly cool. It's probably not meant for me, to be honest. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io. You could get a Betamax cartridge or one of the far less refined and far more janky bits of nonsense like Assault Heaven Overthrow God or Hands of Fate. If you want to find Steve D's work, you can find him as Tin Star Games on pretty much every platform that I can think of. Itch, Twitter, he's on Facebook, you can find him around. Have fun gaming, and you know all that subscribe and pass links of this to your friends stuff. The algorithm needs its blood tides, people.